The war's conclusion left a British puppet, Abdur Rahman Khan, on the Afghan throne, and he agreed to let the British maintain Afghanistan's foreign policy while he consolidated his position on the throne. He managed to suppress internal rebellions with ruthless efficiency and brought much of the country under central control. Russian expansion brought about another crisis, the Panjdeh incident, when they seized the oasis of Merv in 1884. The Russians claimed all of the former ruler's territory and fought with Afghan troops over the oasis of Panjdeh. On the brink of war between the two great powers, the British decided to accept the Russian possession of territory north of the Amu Darya as a fait accompli. Without any Afghan say in the matter, between 1885 and 1888, the joint Anglo-Russian Boundary Commission agreed the Russians would relinquish the farthest territory captured in their advance, but retain Panjdeh. The agreement delineated a permanent northern Afghan frontier at the Amu Darya, with the loss of a large amount of territory, especially around Panjdeh. By the 1890s, the Central Asian Khanates of Khiva, Bukhara, and Khokand had fallen, becoming Russian vassals. With Central Asia in the Tsar's grip, the great game now shifted eastwards towards China, Mongolia, and Tibet. In 1904, the British invaded Lhasa, a preemptive strike against Russian intrigues and secret meetings between the 13th Dalai Lama's envoy and Tsar Nicholas II. The Dalai Lama fled into exile to China and Mongolia. The British became petrified at the idea of a Russian invasion of their crown colony of India, though Russia, badly defeated by Japan and weakened by internal rebellion, could not realistically afford a showdown against Britain in Central Asia at that time. In the run-up to World War I, both empires became alarmed by Germany's increasing activity in the Middle East, notably the German project of the Baghdad Railway, which would open up Mesopotamia and Persia to German trade and technology. The ministers Alexander Izvolsky and Edward Grey agreed to resolve their long-standing conflicts in Asia in order to make an effective stand against the German advances into the region. The Anglo-Russian Convention of 1907 brought a close to the classic period of the Great Game. The Russians accepted that the politics of Afghanistan were solely under British control so long as the British guaranteed not to change the regime. Russia agreed to conduct all political relations with Afghanistan through the British. The British agreed that they would maintain the current borders and actively discourage any attempt by Afghanistan to encroach on Russian territory. Persia was divided into three zones, a British zone in the south, a Russian zone in the north, and a narrow neutral zone serving as a buffer in between. And yet, British fears of Russian designs on their South Asian empire lasted well into the 20th century. For instance, in June 1919, an experienced officer of the British Secret Intelligence Service warned, I quote, of the expected revolt of Islam, which is still being indefatigably prepared by the united efforts of the enemies of Great Britain in order to disturb British rule in India and the East, generally, and thereby eventually, it is hoped, bring about a downfall of the British Muslim Empire. This union is principally Germany's work, but still there is Lenin's hand in the game.